though a lawyer by profession, Hadley had a keen interest in the weather. He was, after all, English, and also suggested a link between his cells, the Earth's spin, and the apparent deflections of air that give us our trade winds. However, it was an engineering professor at the École Polytechnique in Paris, Gustave Gaspard de Coriolis, who worked out the details of these interactions in 1835, and thus we call it the Coriolis effect. Coriolis's other distinction at the school was to introduce water coolers, which are still known there as Corios, apparently. The Earth revolves at a brisk 1,041 miles an hour at the equator, though as you move toward the poles, the rate slopes off considerably, to about 600 miles an hour in London or Paris, for instance. The reason for this is self-evident when you think about it. If you're on the equator, the spinning Earth has to carry you quite a distance, about 40,000 kilometres, to get you back to the same spot. If you stand beside the North Pole, however, you may need travel only a few feet to complete a revolution. Yet in both cases, it takes 24 hours to get you back to where you began. Therefore, it follows that the closer you get to the equator, the faster you must be spinning. The Coriolis effect explains why anything moving through the air in a straight line laterally to the Earth's spin will, given enough distance, seem to curve to the right in the northern hemisphere and to the left in the southern as the Earth revolves beneath it.